Brooklyn.
Hello. This is Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m., and this is Sasha Sugar on What Is Love Show. And today, I'm doing something completely awkward and outrageous and scary. I'm doing a blind date on my show. I have never met the guy that is about to come into my studio. He's still not here. I'm nervous as a 16-year-old girl. It's really awkward, guys. Well, it's kind of a social experiment, and let's see how it goes. In fact, I'm going to have 2 dates today, and each guy will have 20 minutes. I wasn't sure if any of them can make it, so I decided to have a, you know, plan B, because I can't ruin my own show, right? And while my first guest, his name is Ira. He's on his way. He just texted me. His bus is running a bit late. So I'll play a nice, cute girly song for you to get in the same mood as I'm right now.
I'm in love, LUV. My guy, walking down the street. Look how he walks, with a dancing beat. Thick wavy hair, a little too long. All day long, singing a song. And when I see him in the street, my heart takes a leap and skips.
Is he a good dancer?
What do you mean, is he a good dancer?
Well, how did he dance?
Close.
Hey, this is Sasha Sugar with What Is Love Show. And today I'm having my first blind day with Ira.
Hi there.
Who have just arrived, and it's so awkward.
It's pretty awkward. It's
so
all right.
Ira has brought the bottle of wine.
Brought some wine.
Yes, we need to...
Ease the tension.
Let me put your mic up a bit.
Oh, sure. It's a nice mic. Oh, is this a Rode? I'm looking into some Rode microphones. It's a real nice one.
So, yeah, guys, this is happening. This is Radio Free Brooklyn, What Is Love Show, and I'm having a first date with Ira today.
Oh, my Lord.
So it will be a bit awkward, but please bear with us. And if you have any questions to myself or Ira, or if you have any advice for us on how to handle this.
How to spice it up.
Well, I don't think we'll need that, but we'll see. Yeah, please call in at 718-982-9732. Awesome.
Yay.
And I'm playing a Michael Jackson Butterfly back on the background. Both Ara and I have selected this song. We thought it would be a nice track to have as a background for our first date.
It's a good one.
Should I sit next to you?
If you want to, sure.
Well, I have to be by the board.
Oh, yeah. Whatever's easiest. Go for it.
I'm trying to kind of sit closer to Ira because it's a date.
That's true. There's a lot of audio equipment in here. This is a really great setup.
Thanks. Well, yeah, so Radio Free Brooklyn has been existing for over 2 years.
Oh, nice.
It's an independent station, internet radio.
Yeah.
And we have a bunch of cool podcasts and live shows. Well, not podcasts. Tom, our founder, he hates when we refer to Radio Free Brooklyn as podcast station.
Yeah.
We like to think of ourselves as a live show community.
Yeah.
We have a lot of music shows, talk shows on different subjects. So
cool.
After our date, you might want to check out the...
Yeah, I'm really psyched to check the record store out, actually, out here.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, my God. Can I have some wine?
Absolutely. There you go. Cheers. All right.
Nice to meet you.
Likewise. This is the first. I don't think I've ever had a date with headphones before. I went on a really bad date recently where somebody like wore their headphones like the whole date. It was really awkward.
And it wasn't radio.
No, it was not. No, it was. I don't know. She just wore her headphones.
Maybe
the whole day.
Maybe because you were bullshitting a lot.
No, I don't think so. No, I'm a decently straight shooter, except when it's fun not to be. You know, like she was just very
nice
strange.
Nice one, by the way.
Thank you very much. I'm glad it worked out.
Well, but there's no happy ending here.
Yeah, it's okay.
Not today, at least.
Where's your accent from?
I'm from Belarus.
Belarus? Oh, very nice.
You know what it is, right?
I've never visited, but I know.
Okay.
You guys, I think, run our country now, right? More or less, right?
What do you mean?
You know, like Putin's like the guy now. He's...
Yeah, but this is in Russia.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I'm getting very defensive.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm Russian.
No. Oh, no, that's a different... So it's a different thing.
But... Gosh.
Sorry, I mean, I'd love to know.
You're totally failing that one.
I'm already sucking. It's okay.
I'm just kidding. We used to be a former part of Soviet Union, Belarus. We are an independent country since 1994.
Yeah.
And throughout the history, we've been an independent country for many, many times, many years. It's just after Soviet Union.
Yeah.
That's when the modern history is counted from. Since you mentioned Vladimir Putin, I'm actually wearing my watch now on the right wrist because my Russian friend said that that's what Vladimir Putin does, and that's what gives him so much power.
That
so
makes sense.
I'm making an experiment with my own race and my empowerment. Haven't noticed any differences yet, but. We'll see.
It's like subconscious. It's more about like perception or something, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'll let you know if anything changes. But since you start talking about politics, gosh, this is the worst.
It's already failed. I've already completely messed everything up.
Because our president, Alexander Lukashenko, he is the beast.
Okay.
So there is totally a similarity there between our president and the Russian president because Lukashenko has been at the power since 1994.
Okay.
So
wow.
He has changed the constitution. So he left because originally a president couldn't be re-elected for the third time, mm-hmm. and Lukashenko has changed the constitution, so now he can be at the power pretty much until.
Yeah.
The day he dies.
Sweet. I get. Yeah, that's probably good. I guess. I mean,
it's
no.
Good.
I don't know.
He's
probably not. Probably
no,
pretty
that's
bad.
That's why I'm here. That's why I came to the United States.
That's probably for the better.
The democracy.
Yeah.
But I guess now
that seems
I have
to be sort of a failing proposition.
Well,
You may have come at the wrong time.
I know. It was actually the first time I was able to vote. I became a citizen last year.
Oh, congrats. Yeah.
This was the first time I could vote. And oopsie-doops.
Oopsie-daisy.
My vote didn't help, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now that we got that out of the way. how long have you been in radio?
Since May.
May. Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah.
So, well, it used to be a monster show, and usually I just select a different theme that is, you know, relevant to love, something that inspires me in my daily life. I did a show on online dating. Yeah, Ira and I were met on Tinder.
Jeez.
So yeah, I did one episode on that. I don't do much with online dating. It's not working for me.
Yeah, it's not the best.
It's not. It's so funny because we both met on Tinder.
Yeah,
and we're sitting here and complaining. No, it's not working.
It's really more, you know, it's for me, it's more like just, I understand that that's how, like, the dating economy works now. Like,
it's a
strange time where it's like you're better off, it's more normalized to meet on the internet than it is in real life.
Yeah.
Which is weird. But
do you meet for people in real life? I feel like, especially in New York, since every single person, and not only single person, there are so many polyamorous people.
Oh, yeah.
Which I found out also thanks to Tinder.
There's a lot of polyamory out there.
But, so I feel like now, since everyone is on Tinder, people don't make enough effort in real life to meet a potential partner.
I experience that, I feel like. It's hard, you know, people have their jobs or their specific friend bases and things like that, or like when they go out with friends, they're not necessarily for the...
people have always had jobs and they have always had friends and stuff to do.
I guess it's all perception. I mean, I've met people in real life and dated them before. But yeah, it seems like the economy is so much more Tinder-y generated.
Have you tried other apps?
You know, I actually found out something very funny that all of the Tinder, OkCupid, Black People Meet, Plenty of Fish, and like 10 other dating sites are all owned by the same parent company.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I just learned it recently.
Well, but it kind of makes sense, so because now this whole the parent company has all the data, and they can make the apps improve them, make them better, make them, I guess, more targeted.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah, it's weird.
Love just has to be, you know, organic.
It's gotta be organic. It's gotta be organic. totally.
Now, tell me about yourself. You said on your profile that you are Jew, and so we can't talk. I can't be Nazi. Well, I'm not a Nazi.
That's good.
In fact, during the war, the Second World War, major battles happened on the territory of Belarus. And,
oh, really?
Belarusians people do not like Nazi people.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
We have that in common.
That's good. That's really... I mean, I guess it's sad that it has to be said now, but it just seems to be... I just put it out there, you know? I'm from Baltimore. I'm a musician and a playwright and...
you wanted to bring a like musical instrument. I didn't know.
I don't know if it was like a music show or something. I don't know.
Well, if you carry it with you on dates, you should have totally brought it.
Should have. I don't normally. I try not to show. People think you look weird if you show up to dates with a musical instrument, I think.
I would think so too. But if you send me a nice, you know, serenade, I'd love to listen to that.
Yeah. I'll send you. Yeah, I released an album a couple of, I guess, in October. So, it's fun. I do that whole thing. What do you do when you're not on the radio?
Looking for love.
Looking for love, obviously. Sure. Duh.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. No. Love is looking for me.
Right. I prefer that.
I have a job. Like normal job.
Yeah.
I work in a small ad tech company.
Oh, yeah.
And we fight fraud in online advertising.
Really?
Yeah. It's a huge deal right now. There's a lot of fraud happening. So in two words, let's say Ready for Brooklyn is buying ads on Bushwick Daily, uh-huh. and they pay money for it, but instead the ad goes to a fake domain or to a porn site uh-huh. or anywhere else but the Bushwick Daily.
Oh,
so Ready for Brooklyn thinks that their ad is on the proper place and the real humans see the ad and they pay money for it,
yeah.
but it's not the case. And
weird.
This is just one type of fraud. There are, you know, fraudsters, they're not stupid. Kids in dorms. Those are quite large, almost crime organizations.
Yeah.
So yeah. So it's fun. It's, you know, it's interesting. It's a merge of advertising and technology. And I work with our offices are in Europe, so I get to work with European people.
Oh, neat.
And yeah, well, I imagine that I think it's cool because Europeans are more straightforward.
Yeah.
At least in my experience, I feel like, you know, in American society, there's a lot of everybody starts to be politically correct and nice and sweet.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not real.
Right.
Whereas Europeans are more direct, at least in my experience.
Yeah, I can understand that. I think there's like, it goes back to Puritanism. You know, we were the Puritans really were our first folks through the door, so I think that sort
of. But they're Europeans.
Yeah, well, right, but they were like the. I think they were like the maybe more like prudish and like more religiously reverent and less comfortable with bodily functions than typical Europeans were.
Yeah.
I think.
Typical Europeans, yeah. So yeah, that's it's been fun.
Nice, awesome.
And before then, I used to work in an advertising agency, and before then, I was in the grad school, the new school.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually how I met Tom, because Tom, he's the co-founder of Radio for Brooklyn. He was also doing his master's in the new school.
Awesome. What'd you get your master's in?
Media management.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. it didn't sound very enthusiastic. I feel that I'm now more interested in sociology. Studying people,
yeah.
which I was doing as my undergrad, but then I kind of got carried away by the whole buzz of media, this, that, power. Oh gosh.
Yeah, media. Media.
I honestly don't even like technology.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm leery of it. I now that Trump's the president, I'm like, should I just delete all my social networking
sites? Why? I don't
know.
He's into boys.
He's into boys.
At least based on his public statements, I think he's into young women.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. I don't know. I just I don't know, it freaks me out. It gives you a sense that you're like maybe in a community or doing things, but it's like when you really stop and you're like, who's really in the room here? You know, it's freaky, it's weird.
Are you a lot on social media? What's your channel?
No, I try not to be. I mean, I like Instagram because taking pictures is fun.
It's fun. Do you take a lot of selfies?
I try not to.
Thanks. I hate.
I try not
to. Selfies.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, like, I'm not gonna lie. I've taken them before, but I don't like make a habit of it or anything like that.
Do
you
take
know?
Photos of food?
Not unless it's really good. Not
okay.
unless it's like
okay.
really interesting.
I can do
you
that.
Know. But for the most part, no.
All right.
I'm into taking just like interesting stuff that appears in my purview or something. You know, something fun.
Can I give an example? Like, let's just go to your Instagram now.
You want?
Why not?
I found. There was this. I'll find something fun. I found this this tree stump.
Tree stump?
It was a tree stump. It sounds random. It sounds like it's not maybe the best, but it's the internet's slow here. It's had like I think I'll get it. I think it's coming up. I gotta find it in here. Here we go. It's like it had question marks and graffiti all over it. It just looked really neat.
Where was it? In the forest?
It may have been by the new school actually.
It's not in the forest. It's
yeah,
an
no,
actual,
it's like
piece of art.
It's like sort of there. I don't know. I'm not sure what
I
it was.
I think you know that they're just trying to calculate how old the tree was based on the number of the rings.
Yeah.
So it's like question mark, question mark, question mark.
It just seemed neat. you know, it just seemed like a...
I could use it for my logo, for What Is Love. Just put a heart here.
Yeah.
Like, what is love?
What is
it? So, right now, guys, I'm looking at the photo of... it's a cut tree, colored, with... basically, it shows how many rings, how old the tree was. But I have to calculate, and it was an old tree, so I can't. I don't have time for that. And then there is a bunch of question marks over it.
Seemed interesting. I mean, like, you know, fun things like that pop into your purview. You're like, that's fun. I'll take a photo of that.
You look so young.
Thank you.
Because you're not. I mean,
I'm not really, but I appreciate it. I'm like young at heart.
I'm like, yeah, what?
I'm young at heart, you know?
I thought you said I'm younger than her, meaning me. I'm like, no.
No.
You're not younger than me. I just turned 29.
Oh, really? Did you just say, wow.
Yeah. Well, it's my golden age. Because
I'm not
50, I'm 29, but I turned 29 on November 29th.
Oh, nice. You're a Sagittarius?
Oh, yes.
Nice.
No.
No.
I think it's good for a guy to be Sagittarius. For a woman, it's hard.
What's so difficult about being a Sagittarius?
It's not difficult. I'm used to it, but I think it's difficult for people to accept me the way I am, because I just might sometimes come off as a very strong and too outgoing.
Yeah.
Which I'm not. But unless you know me really well, you wouldn't know that other side of me.
Sure.
And I have mood swings all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's actually not a good topic for the first day.
That's okay.
Because you'll think I'm a psycho. And
that's all right.
A total bitch, which I'm not.
I don't know why. I feel like there have been a lot of Sagittariuses like coming into my life recently. I don't know what the deal is with that.
How did you get along with them?
We seem to be going along great. I just moved into a new apartment a couple of weeks ago, and it's like... it's full of Sagittariuses. It's
wow.
Very weird.
Is it called Saggy House?
No, I don't think we have a name for our house, but it's, I mean, it could be.
I mean, they're fun people.
Yeah.
Like, I love some Sagittarius, like, as friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. When is your birthday?
I'm a Taurus. I'm in May.
Okay, you're like my father.
Oh, really? Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. And that's realized. I think you mentioned it on the air before you came in. My mom's name is Ira.
Yeah,
so,
okay, interesting.
Yeah. So, well, Ira's name is, well, Ira, but it's spelled as Ira, my mom's name, which is a Russian female name.
Sure, for Irina.
And now, exactly. And so this morning I wasn't sure how to call Ira, so I texted him and said, hey, yeah, now I'm talking to you guys on the air.
You're actually not the first Russian person who's like made me aware.
Russian
whatever,
speaking.
The Russian speaking who's made me aware that my name is actually a lady's name. And
And now you have a birthday close to my father's birthday.
Sweet. Yeah, that's good. That's not bad.
Yeah. That's a lot to consider.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Your dad's a Taurus as well?
Mm-hmm. He's stubborn.
Yep. pretty stubborn. Okay. I try to be open to stuff. I'm pretty open guy. You know, I'm open to stuff.
Are there any things at all that you will never compromise with? And you will be so stubborn.
I'm sure. I'm sure they exist.
You can be honest with me.
I don't know what they would like. Nothing's like occurring to me right now. It'd have to be on like a case by case basis. You know, you've got to feel these things out. I think sometimes you'll be in the middle of a situation and then you'll be like, oh, this situation's asking me to like compromise this deep part of my morality that I've never considered before. And like, I don't know, like you come to a decision in the moment, I think, about what you're going to do about things.
Yeah. But I feel like there's always this, you know, like moral checker in you that helps you to navigate through those situations.
Yeah.
I just try not to hurt people.
It's a good way to be.
But at the same time, to be honest, which sometimes hurts people.
Yeah.
So
but it's at least like
it's
a
challenging
good...
always. I want to be honest and I don't want to hurt anyone.
Yeah.
And it doesn't always work.
It does. They're not always the same imperative. I think if you're hurting people in the name of honesty, I think it's like, it's less bad because at least you're being real. At least you're like,
Yeah, and this living is a real date, world. Guys.
It's a real date.
For Brooklyn, and it's not even as awkward anymore.
No, it's just
we had some wine.
We're good friends already.
Wine helps. So yeah, guys, if you want to call in and ask a question or tell us that we are silly people or not, the call-in number is 718-928-9732. And again, this is Sasha Sugar on Radio for Brooklyn with What Is Love Show.
Woo!
Yeah. So my last name, Sugar, it's not my nickname. It's kind of a nickname, but it is my last name.
Yeah.
Translated from Russian.
Okay.
So I'm not trying to be...
That's okay. Sasha, sure. It's got some good alliteration there. That's good. Sweetness, very nice.
Yeah, it's actually funny, but I've realized I have a problem with sweetness. I've always known I have a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
Not when it comes to alcohol. I hate sweet cocktails, but I love chocolate.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, my friends know about it, and I know about it, obviously, because I eat it pretty much every day. But on my birthday, I think every person who came to my party brought me a chocolate.
Yeah.
And it was sweet and, you know, sweet and cute.
Yeah.
It made me think, oh my gosh, I probably have a problem.
Yeah.
If even my friends know how obsessed I am with it and yeah. actually bring it to my birthday, all of them, without communicating to each other, I'm an issue, yeah. But it's, I love chocolate.
It's a good thing to like. I think there's far more harmful things for you in the world to be addicted to. So
like what? Like drugs?
Drugs, cocaine.
Well, it's actually my friend on the birthday. He said, Sasha, you know, it's similar to cocaine addiction. It's
chocolate is? Yeah. Really?
So, yeah, I probably shouldn't have been doing cocaine. Because I'll get addicted to it.
Yeah, it's, you know, I don't think that's a fun thing to do. What did you do for your birthday?
I was celebrating every day since Tuesday.
That's great.
And actually, the reason why I wanted to do this experiment today was I felt like, okay, it's my birthday. I don't really want to prepare much for my show because I usually do research, find guests. And I just thought, well, I just want to have a day.
Yeah.
It's my birthday.
Yeah. So. I'm very glad. I'm very glad I could facilitate. That's great.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And so I was, on Tuesday, I had a dinner with my Russian-speaking friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up dancing on Tuesday night, which was quite fun. And the last thing I remember was me doing vodka shots and eating pickles at some place on the East Village, which was amazing. Because people in America don't drink vodka.
No.
By itself. With
shots. I'm not. Yeah.
And this is something that I don't do much anymore, but mm-hmm. I used to do a lot when I was living in Belarus.
Yeah.
So it was kind of cute. I mean, it wasn't cute, but... It was kind of cute because the place only had vodka and pickles, and that's all I wanted for my birthday, and I got it.
That's so pretty great.
It was nice. And then on Wednesday, I had a show too on Radio Free Brooklyn, and I was just blasting my... It wasn't What Is Love, it was What Is Sugar Show.
Yeah, okay.
I was just blasting my favorite birthday songs.
Good.
And then I had a party on my house party on Friday.
Awesome.
So yeah, it's been nice. I'm actually glad it's over because I feel I need to recharge.
Yeah.
I just want to, you know, have a detox maybe.
Oh, I understand.
Sleep.
Yep.
10 hours straight. Yep. So I'll probably do it tonight.
Sounds like a good way to spend your birthday. Yeah.
So, guys, I'm talking to you on air. Before this date, Ira and I agreed to have only 20 minutes, not to make it awkward. And it's not awkward, but I need... We have a timeline here.
Timeline.
Yeah.
Oh, God. How are we doing on that?
It's almost up.
Do we make it? Really? Oh,
yeah,
I feel like we're just getting started.
I know. That's all right. I kind of want you to leave, but you have to.
Okay. All right.
Do you want to meet after? Like maybe.
Sure.
Do you want to have a proper date?
Yeah, absolutely.
we can talk about it off air.
Yeah, that sounds great. We'll just tell everybody they'll come to the date, everybody.
yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks for coming.
Hey, I'm really glad this could work out. I do. I live in Bushwick. Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I live on like 5 minutes away as well.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. It's a good little area around this way.
Yeah.
So, sweet.
It's growing. I think the demographics gets more and more diverse.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
Awesome.
All right.
So we did it. We did the 20 minutes. Yeah. We did it. That was so painless. That was so great.
I should do it more often.
Yeah, this is fun.
Thank you so much for doing it.
No problem.
It's kind of really outrageous.
But yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun times. Awesome. Yay.
All right, guys. I'll be right back with you. I'll just let Ira leave the studio without any harm. And I'll be with you back on air.
All right.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
This is Sasha Sugar on Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is What Is Love show. And today I'm doing Blind Days. So that was Ira. That actually wasn't as painful as I thought it would be. Ira is super cute. He's short a bit, I'll tell you that. And I'm wearing heels today on top of my 5.9. So let's see what my next guest has to bring to the table. His name is Gene, and I think, yeah, he just texted me. He's on his way, he's entering. So for Gene, he asked me to play another backing track. You see, guys, I'm very, very liberal. And as much as I'm a feminist, I let guys contribute to the decision making. All right, let me start playing this. Awesome. Wait, I need to hide the bottle of wine. No, he's here. Yes, he's here. Oh my God. Hey, hold on, guys. Let me help Jean to say this. This is so weird. So, guys, Jim brought me a beautiful rose on a date, just like a gentleman. And a wine. Pinot Noir. Oh, he knows me so well already.
Well, you did tell me you like dry reds.
Hey.
Hi.
Can you hear yourself?
Yes, I can, which is a little bit disconcerting.
I think I need to fix your mic a little bit.
Okay. Okay.
Better?
Sure, yeah. I don't know.
Okay, fuck. I need a drink. I'm sorry, guys. So we are doing a blind date today at the Radio
Should Brooklyn. Should I open this one? Or?
Yeah, I actually like Pinot Noir better. So so while Jean is opening up a bottle of wine, let me find a glass.
Oh, I live in Sunnyside in Queens. So it's a little bit of a hike, but it's on Sunday. It's all good. So you look a little bit familiar.
Wait.
I feel like we might.
Hold on. Okay, I need to sit down. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Alright.
How's the radio show going?
It's good. I was very, very nervous before doing this because I have never done this before. And
go on a blind date or go on a blind date on the radio?
Both.
It's not really a blind date.
So Jean and I, we met on Tinder. We've just we've been texting for about a week to each other, but we've never met in real life and we haven't talked about any existential things like what is love or what we're gonna do now as Donald Trump has become a president. No, we haven't talked about things like that, but Jean was very sweet on text and he congratulated me on my birthday. So yeah, it is still a blind date.
Yeah, here you go.
You look taller than your photos, which is good.
I look taller than my photos.
Yeah, because I'm also wearing heels because I love these boots and I wasn't sure if I should wear them because I'm tall already. But then, you know, it's your problem if you cannot handle a tall girl.
I am.
You have
like,
to talk
prefer tall girls.
You have to talk closer.
I think I prefer tall girls. It's a fun attention when you're two tall people. People are like, oh my God, look at these two. So yeah,
okay.
I like your outfit today. You look
You
look like a sexy nun.
Which is not true, guys. If you listen to the show, this is not true. I actually look like Courtney Love.
It's a Courtney Love outfit. Okay, that works also.
But thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So aside from my height, is there any other differences that you've noticed about me than my profile would suggest?
So Jean's profile says, if I remember correctly, ready for adventure, and then 100 of different emojis, which I assume make your life going and things that you like. So I'm not a very emoji person. I just like a blushing first emoji because I blush all the time. So yeah, let's talk about the things that you like to do.
Well, I like emojis. I saw online that somebody translated Moby Dick into emojis.
No.
It's
oh
true.
Oh my god. You know what? I will be actually interested in reading that because I started to read Moby Dick and the English is just, I mean,
me
you
too.
Can hear it's not my native language, but I believe even for native people here, well, who have not Native Americans, fuck, but people whose language is native, the English, whose native language is English, it's still hard to understand because the vocabulary that Moby Dick is using is just beyond. It was taking me a couple of minutes to read a page. And then I'd have to think about what I've read for another couple of minutes.
The trick to reading Moby Dick is that you have to do it on your iPad, and then you can just look up all the words in the dictionary as you come along.
And ain't nobody got time for that.
No, ain't nobody got time for that. I mean, this is coming from someone that tried to do this and could not get through it. I got through, like, maybe 300 pages, but it's such a long book and it's so boring sometimes. But I like the idea.
Yeah, they did. But yeah. Have you tried to read the emoji book?
Oh, no way.
You can't do it. You like emojis.
I like emojis because I feel like it's an advancement in communication almost. Because with texts are so dry and you can't really show any emotion unless you're really, really clever with language, which, you know, who's got time for that too? So with emojis, you can put some character into it. Sometimes I'll put emojis into my work emails and stuff. I don't care. I'm a goofy kind of. I'm a goofy guy. I work at Time Inc. doing advertising.
Gosh.
But I am leaving.
I've worked with those guys.
With Time Inc.
Yeah, we were doing a campaign for Bacardi. I used to work at the advertising agency as well, and we were running this campaign for Bacardi. Like some native content on the Time Inc. net for it.
Oh really? I work in native. I still do, but I'm leaving the job because they wanted to move my position to Brooklyn, which would be like an hour and a half commute for me every day. So I was like, guys,
that's the only reason.
I'll find another job.
Really?
I was also really bored. I was really bored. They did not quite think through my my job description. It's a big company, so it's like. I don't know. I've never worked at a big company before, but we only worked at startups doing advertising.
Yeah,
where
you kind of look like a guy who works at startups.
Yeah, and big companies are a little bit like...
Oh, yeah, guys, so Gene has long hair and a beard. So
that's true.
Yeah, he looks like a guy who will work at a startup, not at a big advertising entity.
Yeah, and Sasha, if you guys need to know, is blonde and has a giant smile and looks like she might host a radio show about love.
I'm probably blushing right now. Oh my god. We have to take it off the air. Okay, we have 18 more minutes. Okay.
So, I was saying before that you look a little bit familiar. I think I've probably seen you at parties.
What party do you go to?
I go to a lot of Burning Man related parties.
Do you know Leon?
I've heard of a Leon.
Yeah, okay.
The same Leon that I'm thinking of?
Yeah, he's at New York Dangerous.
Okay.
New York Dangerous is how do you call them? Team, club?
It's like a camp community, I think.
A community, one of many Burning Man communities that is based here in New York.
It's not really the... it's not my
Did you go to the
really?
Morning party?
Which one?
There's a morning party on the
road. Oh, Daybreakers.
Yes.
I've only been once and it was like a long, long time ago. It's
okay,
way too early.
I might go to this next one though. I've gone once and it was super fun.
It is super fun.
You know, some people go to the gym before work. Some people do meditation. Some people like myself don't do anything but sleeping. So it was just, you know, an interesting way to start the morning. And I felt energized the whole day. So
I actually did too. I did too, but it's expensive and you don't drink.
Oh yeah, my friend took me out. So yeah, I'm not paying for that.
I think my camp though gets free tickets. So I think...
What's your camp?
Custom Cult.
Custom Cult?
Yeah.
What is Custom Cult?
It is a Burning Man camp.
Can you talk a bit closer?
It's kind of awkward because you're staring into like this big black thing. Which is, I guess, what the spit guard or whatever. Custom Cult is... This is really awkward. I'll just try to... Hold on. Custom Cult is a Burning Man camp, and we have a big community in New York. It's New York-based, so there's like 500 people, and we throw a lot of fundraising parties. and, you know, just generally integrated with the community here in New York.
I know that every camp in Burning Man, they have a specific theme that they do.
Yeah.
So what is your theme?
Within
New York Dangerous, they're open to polyamorous relationship.
Well,
or there is also community of fire, what is it called? The show, people who do the fire performance?
Yeah.
Fire dancers, I think they're called.
So, Costume Cult has a big...
Do you believe in devil?
Do I believe in the devil? Oh, it's not like that kind of cult. But yes, I do know. Costume Cult has a giant store full of costumes that you we give away for free.
Wait, it's not a costume. It's a costume.
Costume.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I thought it's a costume cult.
Yeah, we worship the sunrise and Satan.
The costume cult now makes much more sense.
It's really cool the way the setup is. There's a big dome and people have to wait in line to come in, and inside there are people that help you find cool costumes, and we get donations from, you know, costume stores in the city, all sorts of stuff. We have like an infinite amount of costumes. It's crazy.
You should check out that store next door, the vintage store. They have a lot of cool costumes.
What? I've seen it.
Is that the type of costume you're talking about?
No, it's just that. There's so many costumes in my life that right now I don't care. But yeah, I do like to go vintage shopping and buy fancy things, but it's more like my friends are a part of it.
I think we have a call in the studio.
Oh.
Hello? Hello? Talk to me. I don't know. Somebody just tried to call me. I'm having such a good time on my date, so don't even bother me, okay? Leave me alone.
I wonder, my friend said that they might be listening, and they're all in costume quilts. I hope, well, not all of them, but I hope I'm doing the description justice.
Hello? Talk to me.
Do you have to press a button to answer
it?
No,
it's supposed to go automatically.
So as far as first dates go, this is definitely the most awkward I've ever, one I've ever been on. But you seem cool, so that's better.
Hold on, I'm trying to figure out how the call thing works. It should be working. Yes, so it's my, this is my host, Dustin, is trying to call from Yale University, and honey, I'm so sorry, I don't know how to pick up the phone, and I'm having a good time, so it's all good. Thanks for checking in on me. Well, try one more time.
How does one get a radio show? Are you an expert in the matter?
What's
that? How did you get this radio show?
So I had this idea for quite some time. I think about 3 years ago, I was in Cape Cod, and Cape Cod is the first place where I came to when I moved to America. I used to work at a sex shop in Provincetown. And
Wait, a what shop?
You heard me. It's not my accent.
I just wanted to make sure that I understood. Okay, gotcha.
I was just a student on this travel work visa before I became a citizen. And I was on a beach getting some tan. And I noticed that this old couple, they were sitting and looking at the... they were sitting in beach chairs, looking at the ocean and reading books. Maybe Moby Dick. I think Moby Dick.
Yeah,
people in Cape Cod love Moby Dick for some reason.
It's about...
Yeah.
No, it's about New York, actually. They leave from New York. No, he's from New York. They leave from Cape Cod.
Right. And, I mean, that's where the whale industry was developed back in, 17th, 18th century in Cape Cod.
Yeah, it's like 18-something.
So, anyways, they were reading, and it was so beautiful, and I just thought to myself, why, this is love. And I posted on my Instagram account. I took a photo of them and I posted what is love. And then I just start finding these beautiful moments in my daily life and taking photos without people's permission. I'm sorry that if I've taken a photo of you without your permission, and posting them on my Instagram with hashtag what is love. So the idea was born that way. Then I thought to do a video series, but then who wants to, you know, who wants to... Hello, this is Sasha Sugar.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Sasha Sugar, how are you?
Ooh, hey. Is it Dustin?
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, babe.
Hi, Dustin.
Hi.
I'm so happy you called me. Oh my gosh, I'm having such a good time.
Can you
just talk a bit louder, because you talk a bit too low.
I mean, you know my cell phone's like half broken, but I'll try my best.
Yeah.
I have a question. I missed some things, obviously. That may not be obvious. But are you guys doing anything after this date? And I guess, I don't know the guy's name, but what are your...
Gene. His name is Gene.
What's his name?
Gene.
Like the pant.
Jay.
Gene.
Like a Gene from the Aladdin. Yeah. Aladdin Gene. Oh my gosh, can you make me a wish?
Can I make you
can
a wish?
Can I make a what?
Okay, Dustin, continue.
Oh, I was like Genie. I see. Yeah, I can grant you a wish.
Jesus. No, I was just calling to say hey and see how things are going on this date. And if there was a part two after the performance of date on the radio.
Can I just say that this is a little bit, I guess the analogous of this would be like if we are at a bar and the bartender came over to you and started asking you how your date was going.
Great.
And if you guys are going to go and go do something afterwards.
That's exactly the person I want to be, that annoying bartender.
You would make a great bartender, Dustin.
That's the nicest thing I've ever heard anyone say to anyone.
Babe, I will text you. I will text you and I'll tell you everything about the
Yeah, give
the
me
day.
The 411 once it starts making itself clear. And you guys have fun.
Thanks,
Thank
Dustin.
You. I'll see you soon.
I love you, dear. Talk to you soon.
Mwah.
Bye.
So, can you play any song on that thing?
Yeah, I actually have a playlist for today's
You should really play I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner. So.
Hold on. But we have 7 more minutes.
Well, I know. Well,
you already want to take this off the air. I got you.
I just think that song would be hilarious for this show. Also, have you ever heard of the 36 questions to fall in love?
What is it?
It's this idea, and there's this book about it, and now there's like all these apps, and it's like these 36 questions you ask whoever you're with, and if you get through all 36, you will supposedly fall in love with each other. It's and they're like
no, but it seems.
You should consider doing.
I
don't know. Yeah, you should consider doing a radio show about
it. You know what? But if I read this book, then probably I won't have to do my radio anymore, and I don't want to deprive the Radio Free Brooklyn community of my amazing accent.
It is a great accent.
Every other Sunday at 2 p.m. By the way, guys, I need to say this every time I'm on air. If you'd like to become a sponsor of my show, I still don't have a sponsor. This is just something I'm doing out of love. So if you'd like to contribute to our amazing Radio for Brooklyn community and you like my show or you like any other show, please go to radiofreebrooklyn.com and there is a Patreon button on the right side on the homepage. And you can sign up for a small donation as small as $1 per month or $10 or whatever that is. Really, anything helps. We'd love your support. We'd love your contribution. That will help us moving. That will help us doing what we love. Also, next Oh, Saturday and Sunday. Jesus. December 11th. What is it? Well, December 11th. It's either Friday or Saturday. We will have a Christmas party at Radio Free Brooklyn with live bands performing, and y'all welcome. It's going to be hosted at the Vintage Shop next to Radio Free Brooklyn station. You have to Google that stuff. I'm sorry, guys. I'm having a date. I don't have time to look up for the address. Anyways, this is Sasha Sugar, and I'm having a blind date, which is not as blind anymore, with Jean. I'm trying to find the song you requested.
There you go.
I've got to take a little time, a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines, in case I need it when I'm older. Now this mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see love.
No, we were not making out. I promised. We just exchanged a hug and almost cheered our amazing Pinot Noir. Anyways, I have only 2 minutes left, even 1 minute left. Right after this awkward blind date What Is Love show, Angelica and Amanda will have their MC Orchestra show. It's a karaoke show, and they're going to have an amazing guest. Angelica is already here. Angelica, dude, you're ruining my date. Look at this guy. Come on. Isn't he cute?
Karaoke show? It's awesome.
All right, so Angelica's already here, and I'm all blushing and semi-drunk. This is so awesome. I think I've been doing these dates every other Sunday. Anyways, Angelica and Amanda are about to take over. You guys stay with us on Radio Free Brooklyn. And Jean and I will proceed in somewhere else. That was Sasha Sugar, and I love you all. Hope you all have a good rest of your Sunday.
That was funny.